We're going to have a chat to Archie Alexander in a moment, but before we do, gee, it's a big day for young Jess Eaton. She has her first city ride at Sandown. Last week, Lucinda Doot had her first city ride. Today, it is Jess Eaton's turn. She joins us this morning on Racing Pulse. Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Good, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have a chat to you. This is a big day for you. How are the nerves?
They're pretty good at the moment. I might be a bit different when I get trackside, but at the moment, pretty good.
Well, what's this day been like for you so far? How long have you been counting down the days to having your first ride in town?
To be honest, today was a bit unexpected. The trainer and owners, the connections were pretty keen to have me on. I've known the horse for a while. I used to do a lot of work with her while she's at Mick Price's as a two-year-old. So just based on the fact that I knew the horse pretty well, I thought it'd be a good opportunity to have a spin around Sandown today.
Yeah, well, you're in race number 7, Eklat. It's a bit of a roughie, but with your 3-kilo claim, gets him with 51 kilos. Can you see any fairy tale unfolding? Is he a fluker's chance?
Well, you never know. Obviously, having no weight on her back is a big advantage. She needs the distance as well, so we could come out and surprise for sure.
Tell us a little bit about your background for the listeners out there, Jess. How long have you been riding for? And how did you get interested and want to become a jockey?
Well, I'm 23 now and I've been riding since I was 10. Probably when I was about 16, I got into the racing industry. It wasn't until I started working for Mick Price that I actually thought about the idea of becoming a jockey. He really encouraged it himself, and here I am, and looks like today I'm having my first ride in town.
That's amazing. So from a 10-year-old riding ponies, no doubt, why did you want to make the transition to become a jockey into the thoroughbred world?
Well, I suppose getting paid to ride horses is a lot easier than having to spend a lot of money on my own horses. So that was probably the biggest incentive, getting into racing, being paid to do what I love, I suppose.
And you've had 32 winners so far?
Yep.
And you're now apprentice to Terry and Karina O'Sullivan at Stawell. What's that been like?
Yeah, it's been great. Karina's actually going to come down with me to the races today, so it's good to have support from my boss and have her trackside as well.
Well, that's brilliant. What about your family?
I think they're working, but my dad might be able to make it out.
Are they excited, nervous?
Bit of both, I reckon.
What about when you get to Sandown today? What will you do? Will you go and have a walk of the track? Will you try and talk to one of the more senior jockeys, get some advice?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of girls in the room that I can talk to, but I know either Matthew Pump or Darren Gauchy will be there, so I'll have a good walk of the track and get some good feedback off them on their thoughts of the track and how best to ride it.
Girls have been flying at the moment, both here and especially over in South Australia and New South Wales. A lot of them riding winners and high up in the premierships. We know Linda Meach is just flying in the state of Victoria. Do you speak to her or any other females to get some inspiration as well?
Yeah, well, I actually live with Linda. She's got a property up in Stawell. She's not here all the time, but she's always there to bounce ideas off, and obviously they're in the room as well, so she's been a great support, and she obviously has a wealth of knowledge and passes it on when she can.
Well, Jess, enjoy today. Good luck, your first city ride. Look forward to seeing you in town many more times.
No worries. Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
That is young Jess Eaton, 23 years of age. She has her first city ride today at Sandown on Eklat, going around in race number 7. Ran about a 50-60 to 1 chance, but only got 51 kilos.